on the damn very last podcast I did. On the very last podcast I did, it was about, I forget, I think memories or something. It was crazy. But this podcast, I just had a buddy of mine or whatever, and he said, I was wondering, you know, sometimes you never really know why people do things. And it really makes sense because you don't know why people do stuff. You be like, oh, he a crackhead. Or, oh, he just drank too much. Oh, he got them beat on his way. Oh, she got them a cheat. Oh, she a hoe. Oh, she a freak. Oh, she smoked too much weed. Oh, she snort too much powder. What the fuck you be doing? And then, not even that, it's like that, you don't never know what somebody going through. I asked my buddy, what's up, man? What you going through? He said, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm 43, it's middle age. And damn, if I feel, and I'm thinking about it, I'm worried about it. And I started thinking about it, the older folk get, they worry about dying the whole damn time. So it's like, you gonna let that thought live your life. You ain't living your life. That thought is living your life. That shit gonna live your whole life for you. And you gonna be now did so much drugs trying to forget about it. Now drunk so much trying to forget about it. You know what I'm saying? Or try to block it out of the memory, like the shit ain't gonna happen. Whatever's happening in your life is gonna happen. But I think the afterlife is for like your memories that you keep. Shit, keep your memories. Your memories is better than anything. If you trying to smoke away your memories, I don't want to think about it. Then somebody else think about it. Especially if you got a whole girlfriend, a whole boyfriend, husband, a wife, partner, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? At the crib. If you got something like that at the house, they living that shit with you. And not only are they living it with you, they worried about it bothering you too. So you putting double weight on them instead of just damn living for memories. You know, live for your family. Live to, you know what I'm saying, to have a name for yourself. Like, that dude came up out of that. Whatever drugs he was in, if you got a thing to say, somebody that he don't give a fuck who the witness is. Excuse my language, but I don't care who the witness is. If they say, I seen him come from this and to that, or I seen her come from this to that, then you live on anyway. So what if you die?